Whatever the boy said, lessons from the late Parshas Mikase. We can't forget the Parsha, even though Chanukah Habalein Latova is just a few hours away. A few more shopping hours for Chanukah. And here we go. A beautiful message. I had the zchus of getting introduced a few years ago by my friend Yaakov Green to the Zeres Shimshon. And I made myself a little promise that I tried to include him as part of at least every single book, Bereishis, Shemois, Vayikra. I try to have at least one vort from the Zeres Shimshon, and we're getting close to the end of the Zeres Shimshon and of the Parshios, and I wanted to include him. He has a beautiful idea which relates to us, Chanukah and the Parshios that are reading, so I think it's really, really perfect, and hopefully it'll stick with you. There's a great Rav who gives online on YouTube. Are we able to get on? On YouTube, he gives shurim on this. He put together this beautiful kundras, which actually comes from the Sefer, which I was zeichet to have. Yaakov Green was giving it out to anyone who promised to learn it. So it's a very interesting Sefer, the Zeres Shimshon. Rav Nachmanides, he couldn't have children, so he writes in the Haskama that if anybody reads the Sefer, I'll give you my zechuyos in Shamayim as if you're my children. So it's, there's awesome stories about people who learned, who had chavrus and Zeres Shimshon and had issues, whether they were shiduchim or health, and it's a wonderful, wonderful Sefer. So Rav, the Zeres Shimshon starts off with the following. Chanukah is always read this time of the year where we talk about Mechiras Yosef, and in our parasha Mikates, which is generally always Chanukah, we speak about the revelation of Yosef in Mitzrayim. And the gematria of Yosef is 156, which says the Zeres Shimshon is the same gematria of Antiochus. Antiochus, of course, the evil ruler who tried to put the Greek culture on the Jewish people, is also 156. Says the Zeres Shimshon, what do we think? This is like a little joke with gematrias. A lot of times people like gematrias. One of my kids, wasn't him, came home on Shabbos, and they were going through gematrias on the Parsha, which the Menahel was giving over. They're very, very cute. Rav Shachter often says, but gematrias have to have a yesod behind them. We don't just come in and tell, Neis Chanukah, is this a... They have to have something. So he writes this. He says, it just happens to be cute that Yosef has the same gematria as Antiochus. No, there's something deeper, he writes. He says that we learn that the whole gullus of Mitzrayim, the whole concept of Yosef going down to Mitzrayim, and actually last week's parasha for us should be the saddest moment when Yosef goes down to Mitzrayim, and in our parasha, in Parshas Mikates, it continues the sadness. This is it. The Jews are here. In fact, we know that the Jews are going to go down there. The brothers in this week's parasha go down, and they stay in a place called Goshen, which our parasha actually also calls Gashna. And it's not for now, but Gashna is the Rosh Hashanah's Gimel Shin Nun Hey, which is also what's on the dreidel. So that's Gullus. It was this is the Gullus game is dreidel. Minhagim are very, very important in the world of Judaism as well. So says the Zeres Shimshon that we know Gullus Mitzrayim was Mishum Mechiras Yosef, and we understand what does that mean. So the sinna that the brothers had for their brother Yosef is the yesod of why we are in Gullus today. Sinas Chinam is the cause of everything. Last week when we gave lessons from the Lev, so we shared an idea, which is a very beautiful yesodic idea, also of this sinna that the brothers had, and how the kapara of that is even on Yom Kippur. We shared Rav Nevenzahl's idea, Rav Zannenfeld's idea, that the whole kapara we speak about, their Sarah Haruge Malchus, is all about that. Rav Asher Weiss's piece, where we said that the whole Asara Haruge Malchus is because of a kapara from Mechiras Yosef, but the yesod of which was a lack of love for your own brother. And says the Zeres Shimshon, the sin of the Achim le Yosef hovia le Mechiras Mitzrayim, Mechirato le Mitzrayim, who it started Mikain on the Parsha that we read and the Parsha that we are about to read. In Parshas Mikesh, Shabo Bori Olam Sham Ketz L'Choshech. Just because we're in Gullus doesn't mean that we don't have these lights. These lights. L'Olam Shal Ketz L'Choshech. This Parsha, we only spent one Parsha of seeing the darkness, and you think about this Balamuna Yosef, who is sold. He's put in a boar to die. Nechashim Akrovim could kill him. He then taken out of the board, he says, oh, thank God, my brother's got sanity, and the Midianim sell him to the Yishmaelim. And then he goes to Mitzrayim and is thrown in jail. And he thinks the Baal Chalomites, they're going to be potor, as the end of our parasha says, they're going to save him, the Sar Oifim, Sar Mat. No, he's not going to be saved. And then Potiphar, they get him out of jail. Right, and he was in jail because of that, but right, Potiphar, we read early in the parasha, was an extremely sad situation, a moment where he has a potential aveira that he's about to do, and he's saved. But now he goes into jail. Now he's going to get out of jail, and the oyer l'simcha is going to start to happen, and Yosef is going to be the Mishneh l'melech. That's our parasha. But where did it start from? La'alot ma'ala ma'ala soifa mechiras Yosef misayim behar be'avashchinam. Because if we look in our parasha, we actually see something, I think, more remarkable than anything else, and it's the yesod that I wanted to speak about. He doesn't go into it in detail, but the pasuk says that when he finally reveals himself in our parasha, so what happens? Something remarkable. They're scared to death, the brothers. This is like the melech. This is the governor, whatever you want to call it. The leader of Mitzrayim under Paro. They can have them murdered. So what's going to happen over here? So he reveals himself, right? This is actually in next week's parasha when he reveals himself. And what happens? He says, don't be sad. They're scared. They're scared. And he says like this. He reveals himself and he says, a famous thing, he couldn't take it anymore. V'yomer Yosef el achiv, ani Yosef, hoda v'chai. And he says, come here, Gishonah, v'ata al ta'atzvu, don't be sad, they're scared. Don't be upset, don't be angry, I forgive you. V'al ta'achar b'nechem, ki mechiratam oti, I know you sold me. Mechiratam oti, hinei, ki lemechiyah sholchani amel v'nechem, don't worry about it, all's good, I'm mevater. I'm going to have avas chinam, you hated my guts? It's okay, don't worry about it, guys. I'm mevatel that. The highest level, being mevatel, it's whole, sorry to be mevater. The hardest thing in our lives. Well, he did something to me, I gotta get back him. It's the principle, he's not gonna learn a lesson if I don't do it. This guy cut me off, oh, road rage. So now I'm gonna cut him off, I'm gonna go around, I'm gonna scare the lights out. What are you doing? And he says, that's the yesod, that he went ahead and he told them. The yesod of our lives, really, is being mevater. We're going to learn a little bit later, we'll see, that the whole yesod of Chanukah, the idea of Mechiras Yosef, was gaiva. We think that we're so important. To write Al Keren Shoro, we'll see that in a moment, that idea. We're mevater because the whole concept of Chanukah actually is presuming Nisan. Baruch Hashem, we're able to zoicha in Eretz Yisrael even more to do this. Not you guys, but most people. Our light outside for people to see. I'm relying on other people to do the mitzvah. I can't, it's an amazing mitzvah. I can't be mekayim this mitzvah unless somebody else sees me. It's an amazing mitzvah. Pursume nisa, the more people the merrier. The more mitzvah I get. That's what pursume nisa is. And you actually write in the Zeri Shimshon the idea of what pursume nisa is. And the climax, I think, of Mechiras Yosef is the revelation by Mechiras Yosef is the Avas Chinam that happens. And the Zeres Shimshon goes into, again, other things, as I said, later on in Parshas Vayechi, I believe, where they get scared because their father dies, and now they're like, oh my God, now he's really going to kill us. Right? And Mamish, the end of all of Vayechi, what happens? The same thing. Yaakov dies, and they're really nervous. Because now we're really going to be in trouble. Because the father's dead now. And again, the same thing happens. And he says, don't worry about it, guys. I'm not going to do anything to you. Don't worry, nobody's going to be affected there. Because I have Avas Chinam. I'm Uz Mavater. Vater's real Mavater. Well, it's just because my father was alive and I wanted to do a show. Says the Zeres Shimshon, based on a sefer called the Megala Amukos, she calls Mancha Am Yisrael be'achdus lo yichlem oivim l'shot po. The goyim can't get to us if we have achdus. But if we are besinna, we're not together, we don't like each other, that's how the Antiochuses of the world can come to us. Avas Chinam gets us out of Golas Yavam. He writes that the whole Yavan idea started Bishanat Resh Yud Gimel, 213, the year 213, the Bain Beis Migdash Sheni, Vegamzeh Lo B'Mikra. So he explains that that comes from when Esav, who is Yavan, when Esav comes and wants to make the peace treaty with him. So it says he asks Yaakov to come back to Eretz Yisrael and they should live together. And Yaakov calls the place Gilad. But he doesn't want the place to be, right? He calls it Gilad. But the place that they write is Yagar. Yagar comes from this word that I said, Yud Gimel Resh, is 213 again. It's those that year that it started, and he says really it has the word, if you take that famous idea, what they call the, I always think it's funny, the Kolel. You could always add one to any gematria to sound good. It's really the word Riv. Riv is 212, but you could say it better. It was the year after the Riv, right? When you have Riv, so then God can't take that anymore, and then he sends in the year 213, a year later, he says, okay, you didn't do any tshuva for this, and he sends in 213 them to do that. But even more than that, the Gezeira of Yavan was so fascinating because it was three major things that they decided to start with, to take away from us. There were Gezeiras, you weren't allowed to do these three things. What were they, he writes? So the first one was Shabbos, Bris Milah, and Chodesh. Now, the reason why was is because it's hard to explain all these things. There are so many Isurim on Shabbos, and if I were to say to you, it doesn't make sense, you're a sensible person, you can do whatever you want. Why can't you be on your phone? You think God cares? Same thing as a Bris Milah, it's terrible. You're hurting your son. What are you doing that for? He's 8 days old. Talk about Tzar Balei Chaim. What are you doing? And Chodesh, that makes no sense. What are you, Mekadesh or Chodesh? So he writes that in Torah's Kabbalah, specifically the Zohar HaKadosh, says that each of these are for the sin of Mechiras Yosef. And listen carefully. He says like this. The Zohar in Parshas Vayeshev says, the Shabbos nitin l'am Yisrael miyad l'achar yisiyas Mitzrayim. Amanat lechapre b'nei Yisrael chatim shemechru hashvatim es Yosef. So this is all right. Shabbos was created. Shabbos predates Matan Torah, of course. It's to have a day where we're all together. Ba'achdus. Everybody's going to shul. Everybody's saying good Shabbos. Everybody's inviting people to meals. Achdus es orchem. Rosh Chodesh gam kein, says the Zohar Parshas Pinchas. The parsha where Rosh Chodesh is. But Rosh Chodesh hayu mevi'im sir izim lechatas. I'll say this on Shabbos, on Sunday. Keneged hashvatim shebitlut ktonis pasim be izim. Last week's parsha, they dipped it in. We said last week, the shir la zozel, that's also mechaper and Yom Kippur. And how many months are there? 12. Keneged, the 12 shvatim. We go lechodesh. And you could be, you want to be fancy, you could go, I've heard seen sometimes it's 13. He thought of that too. 13. Afilu nifsal as Shevet Yosef l'shnayim. That's the kapara. Right? Ephraim and Manasseh. And what about Bris Milah? Bris Milah is the ultimate form of Yosef HaTzadik, because that's the Shmira that he had. Shmira Sabris. Mitzvah Milah Haita Chaviv al Yosef. That was the Ois in Mitzrayim. Keneged Sfiras Hayusot Shel Yosef Keneged, right? He was able to conquer his Shmiras HaBris and not go with Ashes Potiphar. And that's exactly what they were pogim, because the Yevanim said, ah, when you have that Sinas Chinam, forget about it. We can hurt you, and we're going to hurt you Dafka on the things that were supposed to be happier for the Sinas Chinam. And Dafka, that's why it's the three things. Again, going back to the Gematria of Yosef and Yavan. He says something as well. I'll just say the Kitzur Nimrats because we don't have all the time in the world. And he says the following beautiful thing as well. He says that we know that there are three oisim in the world, what we call an ois. There's the ois of the bris that we have, the ois of Shabbos, right? And the ois of tefillin. And that's why on Shabbos, we're not allowed to wear tefillin because Shabbos takes over. You need to have two oisim because they testify to the Rabbono Shalom. They testify like Edim that we believe in God. So they said, you could keep tefillin. You know why? Because you need to have two. And if you have Bris Milah is one of the oaths. So Bris Milah and Shabbos, you don't need to wear tefillin. But if you don't have Bris Milah, So the tefillin is just, you're wearing it without a bris milah. It's not the edus. And if you have Shabbos, you don't have tefillin. You can't wear tefillin on Shabbos. So it was this perfect idea. And finally, he says that the gezerah of very strange gezerah that they had was kisvu al keren hashor ein lanu chelik lelokei Yisrael. It's interesting. The Rav Bitterman says that it was dafka this thing because it still was lelokei Yisrael. They wanted to write that you have no chelik, you are nobody, you are nothing, which is not what we believe on Chanukah. On Chanukah, Hashem even comes down to the 10 tefachim. There's actually a yisoid, an idea that we dafka light by 10 tefachim, small, says Hashem's even here, which is normally Hashem doesn't come and greet us. The Shechina doesn't come down below 10 tefachim. On Chanukah, it's a special holiday, he even greets us there. But he says, why is it, says the Zeresh Shimshon, that they made them write, what a strange gezerah, right on the keren of a shore, ein lo chelek belokei Yisrael. What does that have to do with anything? Strange. So he says it's very interesting, because if you look at the parasha tells us that Yosef himself, in Parshas Vayechi, when he gets the bracha, is compared to a shore. He says that, here's the pasuk. The pasuk says, remember what happened, Shimon Belevi, what they did in, right? Ubistom, atavol nafsha b'kil asam, kivoy d'ki apam hargu ish meretzono ikaro shore. He reminds them what happened, and it was because of the shore, the Mechiras Yosef, that everything bad happened to you. Yosef is called a shore. He writes, Keren Shoro. Kasu al Keren Shore is because he's called the shore. Moshe Rabbeinu, by the way, is Bechor Shore. He's also called the shore. Ke'esh, if you got Yavah b'mitzvah, sakashurim leh, kaparis Mechiras Yosef. Write it on the shore, because you know what the shore is? The shore reminds us of Yosef. And you have no chelik, because you have sinas chinam, you'll never be able to win against us. And of course, the holiday reminds itself of the Avas Chinam, when the Maccabim say, let's go, let's get together, and let's kill them. He points out something gorgeous as well. He says, Dafka al yedei kesivas keren hashor, mevia the shemishmuel. Look at this shemishmuel. It's a gorgeous shemishmuel. Meregasas ruach. We get a little bit too high on ourselves. The whole yesod is not being mevater, right? The whole idea of sinas chinam, of me making fun of you, me doing something bad to another Jew, is what? Is that I have gasas ruach. I think I'm more important. I'm a bal gaiva. Those people, look who's getting on the plane. Here they are. Always the last people on the plane with all the pekalach. Because I'm more important. Because my religion's right. Says the Shem Yishmuel, the chamor is signified, the Rambam writes in his Surei Bia, so I love the Shavuot. The Rambam writes in his Surei Bia the following thing, at the end of Surei Bia. Ein machshavas ha'arayas, ela b'lei p'ni ha'chachma. Misha Isaac b'Torah, you want a way to get bad thoughts out of your mind? Come learn Torah. That's the klipa of the chamor. You're a chamor. Whatever the English word for that is.
Okay.
Better than a donkey. But okay, you are that. Not on why you're Torah. What are you thinking about this for? You want it to get that out of your mind? Learn Torah. V'zesha oisit begimelos chasadim, and somebody who cares about other people, and it's oisit begimelos chasadim, this is the Rambam. Meshe chesed la'acherim, mara u'bitol zeh, shel gaiva, v'shvichos damim, shemassel bashor. Here's that shore again. The Karen of the shore says, you're not helping people. This is Yavan. You don't care about anybody else. You just care about yourself. You go to the stadiums naked without your bris milah and show off your bodies. Because all you care about is yourself. You can't be mevater. Mechiras Yosef, I'm going to kill these brothers now. No. Yosef says, no, I'm not going to do that. Because Yosef sees the full circle in our parsha and in Miketz. What does he see? Look at the geula. I was in jail, fine. I was this, I was that. But Hashem took me out. The brothers wanted to kill me, but I'm here. And look what I became. I knew if I waited out, things would get great. And they were able to take the gaiva, and that's why there's a mamash and inyan of staka on Chanukah. I have to give other people. I'm reliant on other people. That's the whole idea. And therefore, the idea is avas chinam. The takana of the reeve that we said. And Ura, Alevav Resh Hey is also 212, which we said is the Gima for the Riv, for the fight. And that's what changes everything. And I think that's the whole Yisod over here. I'm reliant on other people. I think this idea that Pursume Nisa is all about, I can't do the mitzvah unless I have somebody else watching it. I'm reliant. I'm Mevater. It's okay. I'm not so special. I'm not a Balgaiva. I need other people to be part of this. That's what our religion is all about. Last week we spoke a lot about Avos Chinam. But this idea, I think, is more about us being Mevater. It's not so, no, what's the big deal? No, I'm standing on principle. I'm not going to do this because of, who cares? I like to tell stories. Let's tell one final story. I'm sure I told it before. One of the hardest things in our lives is to work on our midos. Positive. To change our ways. I've said this many times before. A great rabbi once wrote the following line. I saw it in a newspaper. I thought it was perfect. Tshuva is easy. Change is hard. To change a midah is hard. And I think this is one of the hardest midos to change. Somebody screams at you, you have to scream back at them. As I said to you before, they cut you off, you got to go cut them off now. So I once had a really strange situation that I think about all the time because to me it was like almost life-changing. And I don't do this all the time. And I try to work hard on this midah. The next door in the shul, they were going through some construction. So they were using the shul every night to daven Ma'ariv. And it happened to be, it was the night, they had their own minyan for Ma'ariv, and it was the night of the banquet. And there was a boy just started speaking about me when I was working here in Yeshiva. And he was speaking about me, and he was very difficult for him to speak. He had some learning disabilities, and this was a big deal for him to speak. And for me, it was very special that he decided that he's going to speak about me. And I was really involved in his speech, and all of a sudden, this guy from the community comes, "Info dafiyomi, where can we give dafiyomi today?" And I'm like, I gave him one of the Israelis, "No, wait a second." And he gave me this look of whatever, and I, rightfully so, said, "Just wait 2 minutes. I want to hear this kid talk about me." And he finished, and I went to him. I was in this room. He was sitting here. They found the room to do it in. And I said, "Hey, I just wanted to apologize. I want to, before I could get out of my mouth why I did that to him, he let me have it." Screaming at me, "You think you're a Rav? This is what you do. You give me this is what you do to me. You tell me to stop, this, that. We're trying to learn Torah. What are you doing there? You're having a mesibah?" And he's screaming at me. And Daniel Hartstein's, the fire, and I'm going to give it all. I can't wait. I got everything in my mind's working. The more he's doing, it's better for me because it gives me more material. And I looked at him and I said to him, "Toda rabah," and I turned around and I just went back. And it was a changing moment for me because I was mavater. I said, "Okay, shkoyach. You had your fun." By the way, that's the worst thing you could ever do to somebody when you don't fight back or you say, "I'm sorry," because, so what happened? It happened to be, I think, 2 nights later, we went to America. We were there for 2 months. This guy felt horrible. Took him a few days. He called to apologize to me. The problem was is that I didn't answer his phone for 2 months because my Israeli phone doesn't work. I was in America, but he didn't know that. And he's calling and he's leaving messages. "Come on! Come on! You have to be! Come on!" And finally I come home and he had asked somebody and he's like, about a month in, I finally asked around. They're like, "You know, he's in America. He's probably not, it's not you. It's probably, that's what happened." And we actually we speak all the time now, and we never discuss that Indian, this guy, this Israeli guy who did this to me. But that's the idea. Chanuk is about relying on other people. I got to do my mitzvah in order to it's going to hurt somebody. No, then that's not a mitzvah. I'm not getting closer to Hashem, but it's going to hurt somebody else. That's not a mitzvah. It's what we call a novel berushas haTorah. I'm using the Torah as a hostage and saying, "I need this." No. This holiday is about Mechiras Yosef and Yavon are the same because that's what we're suffering for until this day. Sinas Chinam is really only because I'm more important than anybody else. I am a Baal Gaiva. I am a, right? We said a shore. But Karen HaShore. Gimelos Chasadim says, "I'm reliant on other people. I need you. I can't give," amazing. "If there's not poor people in the world, I can't give stock of the famous Kuzari. I want to do the mitzvah. I can't do it. I need you." The guy comes to your house and says, "Thank you for coming. Because I had to give stock anyway. I would have had to go out somewhere in Beit Shemesh to find poor people. And you came to my door. Thank you." And the guy thinks you're crazy. But that's what it's about. We should be zoiche to get the aura of this amazing, amazing holiday. And the fact, as famously said by the Lubavitcher Rebbe, I'm sure, and others, that little light can light up an entire room, that's what we're about. My lack of being a Baal Gaiva can light a room up. We should be zeichet to do that, and that, of course, will build the Beis HaMikdash HaShlishi, because we will finally get the message of Avas Chinam. And Mirtz Hashem, we should see that in our day. Amen v'amen.